Welcome to 95Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean and powerful to-do list app. Leading off today, we talked yesterday about Apple's confirmation of its new partnership with Google to power future AI features using Google's Gemini models. Today, we have a couple of new details on this deal. Perhaps most importantly is privacy. Apple has a strong reputation for protecting user privacy, and when Apple Intelligence first rolled out, privacy was a core principle that it touted. But now that the company has struck a deal with Google for Gemini-based models to be the foundation of future Apple Intelligence features, there have been a lot of questions about how that will impact privacy. In a joint statement from Apple and Google issued yesterday afternoon, the two companies say, quote, Apple Intelligence will continue to run on Apple devices and private cloud compute while maintaining Apple's industry-leading privacy standards, end quote. This implies that the exact same privacy promises available in Apple Intelligence today will extend to the Google deal as well. The Google models will run locally on your iPhone, iPad, or Mac, and features that do need to go to the cloud won't go to Google's servers, but rather it will go to Apple's private cloud compute servers where nothing can be traced back to you. It's also worth remembering that what Apple is doing here is using Google's developed models, not just tapping into the Gemini API. So it's not like when a third-party app integrates Google Gemini. It's Apple using the models directly from Google, but running on its own devices and its own servers. Next up today, last March, Apple announced plans to support end-to-end encryption for RCS messages following the standardization of the feature by the GSM Association. It's been almost a year since that announcement, and end-to-end encrypted RCS messages are still not available on iPhone. But Apple released iOS 26.3 Beta 2 yesterday, and it looks like that might change. iOS 26.3 Beta 2 contains references to a new carrier bundle that would allow carriers to enable or disable end-to-end encryption for RCS messages. This would suggest that iOS 26.3 will indeed add support for encrypted RCS messages, but that it might be up to each individual carrier to enable support. One interesting thing, however, is that per the GSMA's documentation, RCS clients must enable end-to-end encryption by default, but that default can be restricted by local regulations. So, for example, Apple in the Messages app might enable end-to-end encryption by default for RCS, but the carrier in each individual jurisdiction could have different policies and could have to make decisions itself. Apple first added RCS support to the iPhone with iOS 18.1 in October of 2024. At the time, the company promised that it was working on end-to-end encryption features in collaboration with the GSMA, so this feature has been a long time coming for RCS users. Google Messages already supports end-to-end encryption by default for RCS, but that only applies to conversations between Google messaging users. When Apple adds it, it means that we'll see similar level of encryption between iPhone and Android communication for the first time. We are sponsored this week by Stuff, the clean, powerful to-do list app that makes organizing long lists effortless, checking off tasks satisfying, and tracking your progress simple. If you love being organized, then Stuff is for you. It's a new to-do list app for iPhone and iPad built for people who love to write things down, check them off, and complete their goals. You can add tasks by typing, talking, or using the camera, and it's built to intake information quickly in whatever form you think in. The magic of Stuff is that it gets exponentially more powerful the more you feed into it. Download Stuff today by going to trystuff.app or by searching Stuff in the App Store. Plus, you can save 50% off your first year of extra stuff by using the code 9TO5 at checkout. Get stuff done and start enjoying your to-do list again. Download Stuff from the App Store today. Running out today, Apple has announced Apple Creator Studio, which it describes as a groundbreaking collection of powerful creative apps designed to put studio-grade power into the hands of everyone. Apple Creator Studio will launch on the App Store on Wednesday, January 28th, and will cost $13 per month or $129 per year. There will also be a one-month free trial offer. College students and educators can also subscribe for $3 a month or $30 per year. Apple Creator Studio gives you access to the following things: Final Cut Pro, Logic Pro, and Pixelmator Pro on Mac and iPad, Motion, Compressor, and Main Stage on Mac, intelligent features and premium content for Keynote, Pages, and Numbers, and intelligent features and premium content for Freeform on iPhone, iPad, and Mac. One of the most notable parts of today's announcement is that Pixelmator Pro is coming to the iPad for the first time. Apple says the app will offer a uniquely crafted experience that is optimized for touch and Apple Pencil. Apple first acquired Pixelmator in November 2024, and this marks the first major change since that deal. Each of the other apps included in Apple Creator Studio is also getting a handful of new features. Final Cut Pro for Mac and iPad is adding transcript search, visual search, and beat detection features. Final Cut Pro for iPad is adding a new montage maker that will analyze and edit together a dynamic video based on the best visual moments within your footage. Logic Pro for Mac and iPad is adding a new synth player and chord ID feature, which uses AI to turn any audio recording into a ready-to-use chord progression. In addition to the new features coming to those apps, Apple has announced changes for Pages, Numbers, and Keynote. For Apple Creator Studio subscribers, there's a new content hub that has curated high-quality photos, graphics, and illustrations. Subscribers will also have access to new image creation and editing tools. Users will be able to create high-quality images from text or transform existing images using generative models from OpenAI. On-device AI models will also enable super resolution to upscale images while keeping them sharp and detailed. A subscription also unlocks access to features in beta for Keynote, including support for creating a first draft of a presentation from a text outline or creating presenter notes from existing slides. Apple clarifies, however, that Pages, Numbers, and Keynote will remain free for all users to create, edit, and collaborate, but you will need an Apple Creator Studio subscription to access those new features. Again, Apple Creator Studio launches on January 28th for $13 per month or $129 per year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.